Blog Talk Radio.
To the man's voice. I know I get a lot of requests on the theme song playing all the way through, but I don't think this is the week to do that. And one day I will. But I'm glad that most of the panel are here and we have so much to talk about. There's so many things that we could start out with. We always talk about a lot is, you know, gun control and stuff, but especially with the event that happened to Ralph Yarrow, and that seems to be newsworthy. Everybody's talking about that. But I'm going to just put it out on the table and let the gentleman talk about what they would like to talk about, because I don't really want to go that direction at this moment. But once again, welcome and give us a call. If you listening to us, you like what we're saying, but you want us to talk about something else, or you want to add your opinion to what we're talking about, please dial in at 646-668-8740. Once again, my name is David Shorter and you're listening to The Man's Voice. With that said, first person to call in gets to talk first. Bruce, what do you have for the table today?
Well, I have a request, but since you called on me first, thank you, David. I'll throw something out. My request was going to be let's start on the left instead of the right, but for a change. But I'm sure what will come up is the settlement between Trump and is it Dominion of voting systems that they came up with. So I'd like to hear people's opinion on that, what I found interesting, and then I'd like to hear what other people have to say, was that they didn't go to court. They settled out of court. And I watched quite a bit of information on ABC. That's right, ABC. And they said, probably the reason it settled out of court is Dominion wasn't so sure what they would get, if anything at all, zero settlement, or whether Trump would have to pay the full amount, whatever that is, close to $800 million, I think it was. And then it ended up like $782 or something like that. But I found that interesting. So I wondered what the rest of my brothers on the panel might think of all that. That's my subject to put out there.
All right, Michael, what are your thoughts?
Oh, thank you for calling on me, David, and that's a very good way to start the show off, Bruce. Well, yeah, I'm going to start by saying it just underscores an argument that me and so many people like me on the left have been saying, and I hope my brother Darius is on this call because it's really geared towards him, is that the Fox News Channel, all they do is spew lies. They're not a fact-based network. They're a propaganda network. That's all they are. I've been saying that. Tons of people on the left have been saying that. But yet people on the right, like my friend Darius, like you, Bruce, and like millions of other Americans, tend to follow everything Fox News says and believe everything Fox News says. So I think this $787 million settlement, and let's be clear, Fox News as a corporation has to write a check for $787 million to a company called Dominion because Fox News lied constantly about this particular company, Dominion. So Dominion took them to court and they settled for $787 million. So that's me just explaining it to the people listening who probably don't follow it like us. So once again, back to what I was saying, this corporation of Fox News, which is owned by a gentleman by the name of Rupert Murdoch, who's from a whole other country. He's not even an American, but he owns this corporation that has been dividing our country by spewing lies after lies after lies. And it's gotten millions of Americans, like my friend Bruce, like my friend Darius, to think that they're factual when they're not. So I hope this settlement, Bruce, and everyone on the right, I hope this proves my point, and I hope you guys start following some other source of news media other than Fox News.
Darius, what are your thoughts? Darius, you're going to come in?
Sorry, David. I'm trying to figure out where do I start. Michael is talking about lies. I don't know, Michael. Who should we turn to, CNN? this case is very, very unique in the fact that if Michael really, really followed the case, he would see that Fox News didn't spew any lies at all about Dominion. The case was really geared toward the fact that Trump's people, his attorneys, and people representing him came in with this theory about Dominion. Fox News never pushed that. What they did was, what they accused them of was being unbalanced and unfair because they had all these people come in speaking about Dominion and they didn't do anything to correct it. But we do know that this is not unique in terms of lawsuits being against media companies because we know that Nicholas Sandman got a substantial settlement from CNN, MSNBC, and the New York Times because they blatantly lied. It wasn't their guest that came on. It was them that lied and accused him of being something that he wasn't and getting the story wrong. There's a lawsuit against them for lying about the club shootings at an LGBTQ bar, which my brother Michael and Ron as well, if I remember correctly, tried to blame that and say, oh, this is the problem with MAGA supporters shooting up an LGBTQ club when it was actually an LGBTQ member that did it themselves. We also know that there's a lawsuit against CNN and MSNBC for the Kyle, I think it's Rittenhour trial, the young man that was in jail because of shooting a BLM member who was chasing and attacking him. They accused him of being a murderer that crossed state lines with an illegal weapon. What's notable is the case was held in Delaware. Fox News knew that there was no way they would get a jury in Delaware to hear their side of the story. This is the same state with an AG who's held the Hunter Biden documents for over 2 years without bringing charges. So there's no way at all that we expect that that Fox was going to get a fair jury trial in Delaware. So this is not proof that Fox News lied. Now, what I will agree with, Michael, is I believe in balanced reporting. And if Fox News had those people on there that were saying these things, they should have had someone from the opposing side to kind of balance the slate and not allow them to go forward with the thing that Dominion help to steal the election.
All right. Don, what are your thoughts?
Thank you for calling on me, David. Ooh-wee. This is crazy. You know, there used to be ABC, NBC, and CBS. Those were the three networks. Then came along a company called Fox Network, Rupert Murdoch. And he managed to use that network to make inroads to compete against those three and wedge and maneuver his way into the mainstream. As a journalist, you're not supposed to get on the air and lie. So they were mandated, these professional journalists, and you know the names, they're very popular names. They were mandated to lie from upper management. Just think about that. You manage a major network and you tell your reporters lie. And they did it. And they actually did it. And to keep the embarrassment from being mainstream and terrible, they decided that we better just go ahead and pay the money. You're right, Darius. It was going to be in Delaware. They knew they didn't have a win nowhere in the whole process. They just didn't want all the story to come out. They wanted to bury it. It's called catch and bury. And they caught it and they buried it. And that's what I saw. And I've never seen anything like it before in my life because I came from the school of Walter Cronkite. I'll see you later.
Oh, can I please respond? Please.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll make it quick. Well, Donald, then you and Michael don't listen to ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC because the exact things they're saying about what's happening on with Fox, look at the stations almost down to the point that they read from the same script whenever they put something out, the same words. So you tell me that all that's been going on for years and all the attacks, that doesn't diminish what we're talking about right now, but I've got to push back that you ought to take that template, Donald and Michael, and lay it right on top of the far left, unreasonable left people, and because it applies to them perfectly.
Bruce, we've got more brilliant attorneys than you and I handling those major networks that you just spoke of. Why do you think they haven't faced this type of scrutiny and suits?
Well, that's easy.
Very easy. Very easy.
Yeah.
Don, I think you know the answer to it. If that was the case, if you look at Stormy Daniels, Attorney Avenatti, this John Brennan, the CIA, all these people, the National Intelligence Agency head, I can't remember his name, the DOG attorneys, all these people who were already convicted of lying. I'm talking about found guilty through the Mueller investigation and the, I can't remember, the IG probe about Russia. And they ran Russia around the clock 24/7. They blatantly lied and never came out and retracted, never came out and said, yeah, we were wrong. And these are the same people that want to hold a standard. You guys are saying, oh, journalism should be honest and fair. You guys make me laugh. I can't believe you. And here also, too, not only what they did with that, but with Stormy Daniels. That case, Stormy Daniels had to pay Donald Trump $750,000 for libel. And CNN ran that story around the clock, even after they found out Michael Avenatti was a crook and a liar. No retraction there. I didn't hear you guys sending out texts then saying, oh, CNN needs to be more careful about what they say and stop lying. Where were you guys then?
All right. Ron, you want to jump in on this? What are your comments?
Yeah, I do. Don, you took the words right out of my mouth. As a journalist, former journalist myself, who actually – believe it or not, nobody's going to believe this, but I worked at the Fox affiliate here in Miami, WSBN Channel 7, and I also worked at the ABC affiliate, WPLG. As somebody that has been in the fields, I can tell you that there is no perfect media. There is no perfect media out there. But what Fox did, in my mind, is despicable, and I'll explain why. Don, as you said, you know, they were the anchors were ordered to lie. Guess what? Nobody has said this, but Tucker Carlson, a name that everybody knows that watches Fox, admitted that he knew he was lying and that he shouldn't have done it. He admitted it, and I saw that on ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, all of those networks. That's number one. Number two, everybody's forgetting that what makes this case, or actually, let me go back for a second and push back on something that Darius said. which is that Fox didn't lie, that they had people come into their show that lied. Fox did lie because their anchors lied. Their anchors is Fox, okay, number two. Number three is everybody is forgetting that what makes this case different, this is a huge case. The reason it's a huge case, you have to remember one incident that took place on January the 6th, the insurrection, which all of this lying and spewing of, you know, conspiracy theories about the voting machines and the elections in Georgia, and all of this came about as a result of the lies that were spewed by Fox.
Well, Ron, why did they not show all of the tape for January 6th? I don't disagree with you that the ones that were not properly handling themselves, however you want to word it, I agree with you. That was not right. That was shouldn't have been done. But all the major networks that you listed and more never showed the rest of the tape that showed people that they said were already dead were still alive, people that were fighting, were giving opening doors for them, and it was very peaceful. And it was – so my only point in all that is they have a preponderance of never telling the whole story, only the part of the story that fits their narrative at the moment. And that is not journalism at all. That's
no, and nobody yeah, nobody's saying that journalism nowadays is perfect. And if you think it's imperfect now, oh boy, wait till AI starts getting a stronghold on what we
listen to
and hear and see. Because nobody
I agree with you.
Honestly, I don't know how anybody, not just Republicans, I don't know how I can't look at Fox now and think that what I'm hearing is truthful, and I'm starting to doubt everything I hear now. Everything, everywhere. So buckle up, gentlemen, we're in for a ride.
You know something, Ron, you made it so very clear, and I don't think they still understand what you said. We got professional journalists. I mean, I went to school to be a journalist. I've been in this business for a long time. I've never seen professional journalists actually accept their boss coming in and saying, look, I know this is not true, but go ahead and tell the lie anyway.
That has never happened. That, it didn't happen this time, Don. You didn't read the story. That's not what. No, it didn't. He never said that. They never admitted. Tucker Carlson never said what Ron people who were coming on the network. He said that they were going to drive them crazy, and he didn't like the circus, the whole show. But Tucker Carlson himself never admittedly put them on knowing that they were lying. He always said, when you guys get the proof, and I know this because I listen to talk radio, so those texts, emails that came out, I heard about those weeks ago. What he was upset about was we're allowing these people to come on the network without being able to prove in a court of law what they're saying. So if you in fact have some kind of evidence that Dominion has cheated, get that documentation or at least let us see the court papers. And those people that came on kept promising Fox that they were going to do that. They were like, oh yeah, as soon as we file, Rudy Giuliani, oh yeah, we'll let you hear the documents. We're just not done yet. We don't have everything we need yet. So it wasn't Fox News, guys. You got to read the case, what happened. It was the Trump people that came on, and Fox News said, when you get the evidence, bring it to us. Now, what I want to know, though,
is
I want to know if Ron, I want to know. I just want to ask one thing before I quit. Are you upset at CNN for the Russia hoax and the Sandy, the Stormy Daniels hoax and the Hunter Biden hoax? Are you guys upset at those journalists intentionally lying, and should they be sued as well? That's all I want to know, and then you guys can chime in wherever you want.
Can I please chime in on that? Hey, please,
Michael, go ahead, brother Wiggins.
Wait a minute.
One at a time,
Michael, please let me explain to Darius how news stories actually hit the air. Nothing hits the air, Darius, unless it goes through an assignment editor. The assignment editor gets the assignment and then schedules the script and also the time it's supposed to be written and spoken
about. I know that,
Don.
That's not what I'm
suggesting.
That's not what I'm arguing. I know that. You said they deliberately told them to lie, and I'm telling you they didn't. They told them to run the story, put the guest on, but they didn't tell them to lie.
No, Darius, they told him to lie. Darius, come on, man. The order came from the top. You know the order came from the top. They're not on TV lying unless Rupert Murdoch said it's okay to do it. You know that, Darius. You're just defending a sinking ship, Darius. That's how you look right now. At the end of the day, you could drop Stormy Daniels' name, Michael Avenatti's name. I don't care who name you drop. They wrote a check for $787 million. Nobody, and I mean nobody, has ever written a check that large for lying. In the conversation, game over, Darius. Let it go, okay?
So it's not about Fox News, guys. It's
oh, my God,
television.
You're going to keep on.
It is.
Well,
you
keep going.
If you guys, Michael. If you guys are here telling me that you care about integrity in journalism, and yet you can't condemn CNN for lying for 3-4 years to the American public about Russia, for lying about Sandy.
When CNN writes a check for $787, holler at me, okay, Darius? Until that day, stop it.
But we know. But Michael, it's not even an argument if they lied or not. We know they lied. I'm just asking you, are you guys going to condemn that? Or only if it's on your side. And just say that, and I can live with that. Just don't be fake with me. Be real and
we're
say,
condemning the person who wrote the check for $787 million. That's what we're condemning.
All right, so you're not going to answer the question. We don't know how much CNN wrote the check for because they kept it sealed. They kept the settlement sealed, Michael. So we don't know how much that was for. But don't
I know it wasn't $787 million.
Listen. Don't tell me that you guys care about journalistic integrity. Just tell me we only care about it if it's the other side. Our side can lie all day long, and it's okay. And guess what? I'll accept that. But don't give me this whole outrage that you and Don and Ron are so upset and so devastated, because that's bull crap.
All right, gentlemen.
Hey, Darius.
Wait a minute. Let's bring this one to a close. I think this is enough of this right now. There's so much more.
Yeah.
But I want to go by the next one calling in, which was Don. What did you want to bring to the table?
Well, no, you already brought it up. I had this as top of the line for me, but the gun violence is what I want to talk about. Number two, the gun violence is getting outrageous in America. Like I've always said, we have a heart condition. You know, we have no respect for humanity. What happened to the respect for humanity? Black, white, Latin, Mexican, Chinese, Arab. What happened to the respect for humanity? You know, for a guy to just open a door and shoot a young man in the head because he was black? Man, a young boy, and say he looked like a monster. You said, my God, that was so unreal. I couldn't believe the story I heard. I mean, we got to just stop this violence, man. These guns are going to take us out, all of us.
All right. Any comments on that? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Michael.
If I may. I've always said this, and if anyone listens to the show, know I have been saying for quite some time that we're in the middle of a civil war, Don Wiggins, in our country. Because, yeah, that story about that young black man that got shot by that racist white guy was heartbreaking. But it was also heartbreaking about the little white girl that got shot by the black guy, same scenario, pulled into his driveway and he shot him. All of those stories are tragic and horrible, and I think, unfortunately, they're being amplified right now because, like I said, We're in the middle of a civil war in this country. We've never been this divided. Everyone on this phone call, everyone in America agrees. Throughout our history, the last time we were this divided was in 1861, right before the Civil War. We are extremely divided. And part of that division, Don Wiggins, is violence, gun violence, because we're a country that has more guns than we have people. We have 400 million guns in this country. We only have 300 million people. So add those two together, the fact that we're so divided over everything. We're divided over everything right now. So the only natural next solution is to bring out the guns.
Michael, you've continued to grow a list and of things that need to be corrected, but you never give any solution. You just complain. And I saw someone on ABC today. She's called the Queen of the Blues, and she made a profound, simple statement. Those that do nothing but complain and sit accomplish nothing positive. You have a great you're a smart guy. You have a great platform, and all I ever hear you talk about is what everybody else is doing wrong instead of the left trying to come up with solutions to the list you just started to extrapolate on. What has the leadership done in the last 2 years to try and bring it together? They're in the leadership now, and all we're hearing about is complaints, not solutions.
All right.
I think the NRA is so powerful. We used to have fear of the Ku Klux Klan and other organizations that would torment American people. But on a major level, the NRA has become so powerful in this country with our political elected officials that accept funds from the NRA, and they're told what to say concerning this gun issue. And that's the problem. That is the real issue, my brothers. That is the real issue, is the NRA is dictating everything that they say, and it's all centered around guns, guns, guns.
Yeah,
you've never heard
and
so
one
much
thing,
about guns.
One thing, Don, the NRA pretty much controls the Republican Party. You didn't say that, but yes, there are people on the left too, but it's mostly the Republican Party that the NRA controls.
Boy, you guys have a lot of conjecture going on. Too bad you can't back most of it up.
Yeah, Bruce, it is a little insulting when you say, why don't we do something? Because we on the left, we are trying to.
Yeah, why don't you do something?
But we're getting pushback from the guys
statistic
on the right. That's what he was just articulating. The Republicans won't let us get anything done. We try to pass bills to stop gun violence in this country, but the NRA and the Republicans continue to block it.
See? Complaints. Here's how you solve the problem, Michael, if you and I, left and right. We sit down. We say, I don't like this. And I say, I don't like that. I don't want this and that. And we sit down and we work out a compromise that we can both live with, and we move it that much closer to. You think for a minute most people in the United States, including Republicans, don't want proper handling and a licensing of guns and all of that? Of course they do. But you want to paint the picture that that's not the case. We need to get both sides together, which is leadership that does that, and come up with things that are a solution that both can live with. You're never going to get everything that you want, but we need to move forward on some sort of significant gun control. I don't have a problem with that, and neither do most of the people on the right.
Bruce, I agree with you
100%. For so many years.
What's that, Ron?
No, go ahead, Don. I was going to say I agree with you 100%. However, why is it that when the NRA convention took place a few days ago, it was Republicans that went there? I didn't see any Democrats there. Did you?
Well, no. And you're not surprised by that. But I would also ask, no Democrats own guns? Pshaw. You know they do.
No, of course.
They're just not going to show up there because of the visual. They're not going to show up because of the visual.
Democrats are not against the right to own guns. Not all of them.
Right. You and I agree that the two sides have to come together and move forward on whatever that is to make handling of guns. Guns do not do anything. It's the handling of guns and the attitude towards guns, whether you're a criminal or a law-abiding citizen, that makes the difference. And the two parties or more have to come in. And all we hear is the back and forth. Both sides are guilty of that. But you always hang it on,
Bruce,
it's the guns,
Bruce,
it's the
guns.
Bruce,
let me ask you a question, Bruce.
Yes.
Bruce, let me ask you a question. You always talk about coming together. In this issue that we're talking about right now, let's keep it centered on right now, the NRA and the gun issue. Why do you think we have not been able to get our elected officials to sit down and come together on solving this situation? We've been talking about it for years and years and years
decades.
Why do you think we can't solve this as a collective bargaining group of people?
I'll give you some of the answer. I don't profess to know it all, but if I was in the room with both sides, I'd say, all right, ladies and gentlemen, what are the fears that are driving you? And you know, some people have the fear, justified or not, that if we had a national registration and all this and that, that the next move by the left would be we're going to start taking things away from law-abiding citizens that have never mishandled a weapon. And so that's part of the fear. And the fear on the left, to be just, is they feel that if we can get more of them off the street, we'd have less crime. I don't debate that, but you and I know, Donald, that the criminals, they're going to get a gun any way they can, or they'll manufacture it with a 3D printer, for God's sake, I hate to say. So the gun itself is not the problem. It's the way that tool or that weapon is used, and that's attitude, and you have to come up with fair and equitable regulations that both sides can live with and feel like they're not threatened, their Second Amendment is going to be threatened. And a lot of the people in the far south that carry weapons more than you and I ever would, of course, a lot of them are probably more Republicans than Democrats, but that doesn't change the fear.
Bruce, you said that that the guns are not the problem. Well, so how do you explain that this country has more guns than any other Western civilized country, and we have the highest rate of gun violence and mass shootings? Don't you see the correlation?
I don't think that's true, Ronald. I'd be glad to check that with you.
I'm glad you said it's absolutely not true, Bruce. I just thought last week I just gave you the numbers, Ron. That's absolutely false. We do not have anywhere near the highest rate of violence, gun violence, in the Western
From the
hemisphere.
Western, from the and, Western world?
And the countries that I mentioned and that are in the Western world, south of us, the countries that I mentioned, like El Salvador, they don't even have a Second Amendment right, and they have gun violence. But I also want to push...
Okay, I'm not counting countries like El Salvador. Those are banana republics.
Well, you have to. You said the Western world, so you have to count.
Let's keep it here. Let's keep the focus right here in America in the Second Amendment, okay? Because this is a very important topic, because we got a lot of people dying unnecessarily. Hey, I'm going to give you an example, Bruce and Darius, of the problems.
Michael, I wasn't done yet. I wanted to finish my thought, please. That's okay. Thank you, brother. I got to confront Don on this about the NRA. Guys, the NRA is a red herring that politicians use to say that they're the cause. The NRA is responsible for teaching people proper gun use and gun ownership. The NRA gives free lessons for safety, free instruction lessons for new gun ownership. They train young children who go out hunting on how to take care of their weapons, how to keep them safe. The NRA is the only advocate you have for responsible, safe gun ownership. So if you got rid of them, who do you have? the NRA is not the problem. It's not NRA members that are committing homicide. It's not the NRA members that are committing mass shooters. These are criminals that are doing these guys, and you want to blame an organization that teaches responsible gun ownership for gun crimes. I'm sure the Bloods and the Crips are not members of the NRA. So
yeah.
You guys to keep saying, oh, it's the NRA, it's the NRA, that's bullcrap, guys. It's not. They're a lobby group. And, of course, they're going to lobby with the Republicans because they're the ones that are sticking up for Second Amendment rights. If liberals had their way, they would try to take away our Second Amendment rights, and then only the criminals would have weapons. No responsible, law-abiding citizens would have weapons if the left had their way. I'm sorry, Michael. You can go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I want to bring it back. I want to bring it back here for the sake of the question Bruce asked, like Mike asking me, what is our solution and why don't we all come together? Hey, Bruce, here's an idea that we could come together on, and it's been presented and vetoed by the Republican Party. It's the idea of a product called a smart gun. A smart gun is a gun that can be manufactured that can only be fired if the person who owns the gun is wearing a particular bracelet to match the gun. Meaning, if it's my gun and I got my bracelet on and I'm going to fire it at you, but you take it from me, you cannot fire it back at me because you're not wearing that bracelet. That's called a smart gun. It's an amazing product. If you get some time, look it up. Here's the thing. The NRA has been blocking this product from hitting the market. This product is ready to go. In the state of New Jersey, they passed a law that says if this smart gun ever hits market, we're going to convert our entire shipment, our entire fleet of guns to this one particular gun. Meaning when the product hits the market, New Jersey's only going to carry smart guns, the police force. They're not going to carry any other kind of gun. But the NRA has been blocking this product because the NRA is in cahoots with Smith & Wesson and all the other manufacturers who are going to go out of business once this product hits the market. So that's one solution, Bruce, that I think the smart gun is a good idea. But for some reason, the Republicans continue to block all the good ideas.
Well,
you know, if you really want to find
Matt,
out, is
hey, Don,
Bruce, give me a chance. Can I have a chance for you, Bruce?
Well, you're not giving me a chance, so go ahead. I'll bow to you. You're doing what you accuse me of doing. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Hey, gentlemen. All right, let me bring this to a close. We're going to move on because there's not much more time left, and there are so many other subjects. There's something I want to bring up. Before I do that, I want to give Ron, who is next in line, a chance to bring to the table whatever it was he has. Is there something you'd like to bring to the table, Ron?
Yeah, thank you, David. I wanted to bring up our good friend Ron DeSantis in Tallahassee and the latest battle with Disney. So I don't know if you've heard this, but the news says that he's threatening to build a penitentiary, a jail, right next to Disney. Come on. Are we in kindergarten here? I mean, doesn't anybody see that he's playing with fire here? Let me give you a few statistics. Disney World number of annual visitors 2021, 36.2 million, which is actually a little down because of the pandemic. In 2019, it was 59 million. State and local taxes paid and collected by Disney in 2022, $1.15 billion. Next one, Disney World employees, over 75,000, the number two employer in the state of Florida, only behind public supermarkets. Orlando tourism, overall economic impact on Central Florida, $75.2 billion per year. And this is somebody that we're actually considering to be president of the United States. Any thoughts?
Yeah, Ron, I do.
Go ahead, Bruce.
May I? I don't disagree that there might be some childish behavior. I don't know enough facts to say yes or no. And you're good at digging into the numbers. But let's go back to the way why this all started. Disney had a sweetheart deal. I don't know how it was executed, but it's been around a long time. And they decided to get political, and political in a way that wasn't balanced at all. And you've heard so many people say they're so tired about either sports or entertainment. I just want to go enjoy myself. So they made a calculated risk that was a huge mistake for their bottom line in doing that. Why do they have to be the platform to get political and then only present one side? So they brought this on to some degree, on their own. So it's not like DeSantis started it. He didn't. Disney did.
But Bruce, for those of us that live in Florida, we know that ever since Disney started, they've been LGBTQ friendly. In fact, Don will know this and others may know this. They have something, or they used to have something called Gay Days, where you know, they were like open arms for the LGBTQ community. That's number one. Also, DeSantis isn't the first Republican that is at the state helms since Disney has been here. So why is he the one pushing back on Disney now?
Because they're carrying it to a further extreme. I don't think most people have a problem with any group enjoying themselves and being a part of the Disney experience and all of that. It's when they start walking around and surcharging the situation or igniting a situation that shouldn't be part of Disney. Like the old guys say, if you're going to fight in a bar, take it outside. We don't want to see it in here. So Disney is not guiltless. As much as I love Disney as well, and they are a huge part of our economy and so forth, that doesn't give them the right, or they didn't calculate smart enough as to what this might cause. And they brought a lot of this on themselves as well. And with the new head of CEO coming back, you can bet your bottom dollar that if he's worth his salt the way he was before, he was quite a CEO, that he's already trying to work ways to kind of get back in good favor. But that doesn't mean that protection they had before will ever come back again. I don't know that, neither do you. I have no idea.
Okay, Bruce, if I may, because I agree with you on one thing, but I agree with you on I disagree with you on a lot more. I agree with the conversation about why did Disney, this particular company, have this own. It was a governance board is what they had, where they were allowed to govern themselves. They didn't have
right to
answer to local or state government. So, yeah, I kind of question that. That's kind of iffy. So I understand Ron DeSantis wanted to look into that. But I think it's, he was playing tit for tat, and he went way too far with this whole conversation about building a penitentiary right next to Disney. Like, that's taking it a little too far, Ron DeSantis. And I have to point out, you said this quote twice, Bruce. This is where I disagree with you. You said most people just want to go on about their day and just not have to deal with this. Well, what Disney was speaking up for, they were speaking up for LGBTQ rights. They were speaking up for African-American rights. They were speaking up for the rights of the other people who don't really have a voice, but they do. Those people, too, would like to just go on about their life and not have anybody bother them as well. But unfortunately, they can't because they're oppressed. So Disney is speaking up for them. So you said it twice. You said, hey, some of us just want to go on about our life. Well, yeah, some of us do, but we can't. So therefore, people like Disney have to speak up for us.
Michael, I said they want to go about and enjoy themselves, have fun at the Disney experience. I'm not denying that Disney in some other way, instead of doing it as people were walking through the park in some way that was elevated, that's not the right way to do it. They're a private organization. They can do that. But the way they did mishandled it was not a good way at all. And evidently that was true because the CEO is gone. And they sure as heck wouldn't have fired him if they thought he did such a wonderful job. So I don't disagree with you that should be taken care of, I mean, properly addressed. But it doesn't have to be walking down the yellow brick road or into Mickey Mouse's house or Cinderella's castle. People want to go to Disney and enjoy themselves with a lot of politics off to the side. Disney could have a network and do it on their network. They don't have to do it at the park. I guess that's what I'm saying.
All right, gentlemen.
Well, young black men would like to just drive down the street without worried about getting pulled over by the police, shot and killed. So, hey.
All right. Let me bring to an end right quick because there's so much more to talk about. There's only 15 minutes left in the show. But something I want to bring up, a new United States poll shows nearly 3 out of 4 Americans do not believe President Joe Biden should run for reelection, following multiple reports that he will announce his bid for a second term this upcoming week. According to the survey from NBC News, 70% of Americans, including 51% of Democrats, do not think that Biden should run for a reelection, with 26% supporting the president. Almost half of the respondents who voted no cited Biden's age as the major concern with Biden running again. 48% categorized their concern as major, while 21% said it was a minor concern. 29% of respondents said the issue of age did not pose a reason for the logic whatsoever. In February, Joe Biden will turn 80, admitted that concerns over his age were totally legitimate amid growing concerns from both critics and supporters. But on the flip side, 60% of Americans said they do not think former President Donald Trump should run for president in 2024, with only 35% voting yes. The number come from a few weeks after Trump pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records linked to the 2016 hush money payments. About 68% of the Republican primary voters agreed with the statement that the investigations into the former president are politically motivated. What are your guys' thoughts? Let's go to Don. What do you think?
I think that we're in a situation where this country is at a very crucial stake. I don't know if Biden, our current president, is strong enough to handle what America is going to be facing the next 4 years. I really, speaking candidly and from my heart, I just don't know. It's so much turmoil in the world today. And I see the opposition, the countries that do not like America, have spent time watching and studying us and are galvanizing their alliance in a much stronger way than what we are. And they're doing it economically for the future. I mean, watch the money. Just watch the money. If you watch the money, you'll be able to tell. Right now, we're in the mode of taking out gasoline from the Arab countries that have controlled our livelihood for centuries. And we're about to dismantle the oil crises that we face decade after decade with the electric vehicle. And that's going to be devastating. And they're going to align with Russia and China and all of those other countries. And we've got to have an answer. We've got to do business. And Donald Trump is the closest thing to a businessman that we have as a president. But the thing is, he's got so many issues that he's going to be dealing with legally that I don't know if he's going to be able to focus on anything. It's going to be crazy, gentlemen. I just don't know.
All right, Michael, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't want to see the two old guys battle it out again. I don't want to see Joe Biden, and I don't want to see Donald Trump. No, obviously, no disrespect to the baby boomers and the elder generation. I love you guys to death. You did an amazing job. But it is time for the baby boomers to sit down. And as Don was saying, we've got a lot of complications. We just start with TikTok. I mean, we just start with that in China, that whole situation. That's Donald Trump nor Joe Biden are prepared to handle some of these fights. I voted for Joe Biden. I'm a strong Democrat, but I don't want to see him do it in four more years. I want to see a younger Gavin Newsom do it. I would much rather see Ron DeSantis, a young someone on the Republican side, sit in that chair than I would rather see an old Joe Biden, and that's just being truthful. So to answer the question and sum it up, I really don't want to see Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, but it looks like that's what it's going to be.
All right, Darius, what are your thoughts?
I'd rather see someone. Well, I definitely don't want to see Joe Biden elected, and I think the confidence that you see, a lack of confidence that you see in him from the poll, it's pretty obvious that he is incompetent and incapable to anybody who has eyes who actually want to see. If you look at this man, I'm surprised that it's 30%. I thought it'd be less than that. And I guess if he didn't have the media on his side, it'd probably be down to maybe half of that, 15%. But, I mean, you watch the guy stumbling around. You watch him fall upstairs, you know, fall up, actually trying to get on the plane, and he's done it several times. You watch him get lost on the White House lawn, and the Easter Bunny has to direct him which way to go and who to talk to, and you watch him shake hands with ghosts, you know, and call on people in the audience who are deceased, who are no longer with us. He's calling on them to come up, to stand up and take a bow. He walks around in circles. I mean, the guy clearly does not need to be there, and it's not me making fun of him or taking shots at him, but this is a serious job, and we need a serious person for it. And Joe Biden definitely is not that guy. And I said last week we elected him, and I say we, the country, I didn't vote for him, but we elected because they hated Donald Trump. They didn't elect him because they thought he would be a better president, and I think the polls show that.
Ron, what are your thoughts?
Darius, you said we elected him. Are you saying now that the election was accurate, the election results?
No. Short answer, no. Go ahead.
I'm with Michael and Don. I'd rather see two younger guys, and I know that's not going to be the case, but I think it's time for a fresh new beginning for this country. I think we need it desperately now more than ever. Don, you made a comment about Donald being a businessman. Yeah, he is a businessman for sure, but a crooked one in my opinion. So I would rather see somebody that has morals and really values what America stands for. And I know we've got those people out there. Michael, you said Gavin Newsom. Yeah, I would love to see somebody like Gavin Newsom running against, say, DeSantis, for example. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right. Bruce, what are your thoughts?
Yes. Thanks, David. Ron, I would support your wish about Gavin because he's going to get his you-know-what handed to him. Look what he's done to the state of California. Are you kidding me? So, we want him. You're right. But all seriousness now, who do you think, guys, on the left, who do you think could be a real, serious, capable president? You really think the governor of California, that's it? That's all you've got?
There's nobody on the right either. Not one person on the right.
I think, as you've heard us say, DeSantis is got a lot of the Trump positive features without a lot of the noise around it. I get that. But my scenario, based on what we have right now, would be that Trump would get elected, get us back to where we were before Biden took office. So we've got some semblance of a productive U.S. of A. And then DeSantis would come in for at least 4, maybe 8 years after that and carry it out without all the craziness that you say Trump has. To me, that would be a great 1-2 team. But
why did our Western allies?
I don't see who the left has at all.
Well, there are no
very deep bench, but first, I'm sorry, Ron, real quick. I got to defend my governor of my state because Bruce, you assaulted my state by saying, look at what's going on in California. California is the most beautiful state in the union, let's be clear. Unlike your little cold, no one wants to live in there, Michigan, which only has 10 million people in the entire state of Michigan. I've got more people in my backyard right now than you've got in that entire state, okay? So don't come for my state and my governor, okay?
So
Gavin Newsom is doing an excellent job, and he'll be an excellent
California,
governor.
Not your
president.
Guy. The weather. Oh, my God. Jeez, oh, Pete.
Okay, we've got – I'm just going down our bench. We've got AOC. We've got Gavin Newsom. We've got Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland. Okay, we've got a very deep bench, okay? And I will concede that the Republicans do have a deep bench as well. So we need to run some younger, fresher talent.
Michael, don't forget Swalwell.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
I think he is.
But he's a real honest salt of the earth guy for sure. Yeah, right.
Bruce,
remember
what our allies said when Biden was elected? Welcome back, America. Remember that?
No, Biden said that, and they're laughing at him
now. Our allies,
Biden said that. Oh my God!
France said it. Germany said it.
Because
I all the statistics on gun violence, and you'll see that Colombia and Venezuela are the only countries in the Western Hemisphere that have more gun violence than the U.S. So that's a great list to be a part of. Very, very proud to be a part of that list.
Not proud of where our country is right now. That's for darn sure.
All right, gentlemen. You're listening to The Man's Voice, and if you have any comments or questions, please feel free to call us at 646-668-8740. But we're only on for about another 3 minutes, so I want to move on with something else. Let's see. Ron, did you bring something to the table? Would you like to?
I did, DeSantis. Why don't we talk about Israel, what's going on with Israel?
Go ahead.
No, I'm not too familiar with it, but I understand there's a lot of controversy with the prime minister now.
All right. Anyone have any comments on that? Okay. We all know that Boy Scouts of America were in a lot of trouble with a lot of people saying that the Boy Scouts had caused a lot of molestation of children. But the Boy Scouts are now out of bankruptcy and will pay them $2.4 billion to sex abuse survivors, supposedly. And so that would make that's one youth organization. Of course, there's the Girl Scouts. There's also others. So, and a lot of people have told me they just don't want the Boy Scouts in their hometowns anymore. They want to try to get rid of them. Do you think that the Boy Scouts should be shut down? What are your thoughts on that, Bruce?
Well, my concern is if the reasons they say it was shut down in the first place, depending on how all that happened, that's despicable, as well as in the churches, and we won't go into details there. So certain things that put our youth at compromising positions in ways that where the adults are supposed to be nurturing them and teaching them how to be better grown-ups, and they violate that trust with the children, I don't care who the group is, then we've got to have serious – the only way you could bring something back is if you knew it was totally rid of that scourge and be able to reorganize. But as you said, you know, the perception of the name lingers. But it's interesting. Look with with all the problems with churches and that sort of thing. But that's terrible too, and I think we would all agree that when children are abused in that way, no matter who the group is, it's just wrong and can't be tolerated.
Okay, last only minute left, Ron. What are your thoughts? I know that you worked for them.
Real quick, I worked for them for 13 years. I can tell you they are corrupt. And this is my take on it, because I know a lot of people and some of my best friends are still working there. there is a problem with, or there was a problem with child molestation, and there probably still is, but here's an interesting fact. Most of the leaders that were involved with the Boy Scouts were NRA friendly and Republicans, okay? So I find it ironic when I hear
it's a low blow, Ron.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
really
in the show, Ron. They really in the show.
It is true.
All
right,
man.
All right, all right. Thank you for listening to the man's voice.
Unbelievable.
We'll next week at 6 p.m. Eastern. Have a great week, guys.
Great week in the show.
And if you eat peanut butter and jelly, there must be something wrong with you, right, Ron?
Only if you do it in Michigan.
Yeah. Beautiful California. Too bad it can't operate properly.